Jane and I had already had our Sweet 16 celebration, and we were excited to be with Alyssa for hers. Over lunch, we talked about who Alyssa was inviting. In math class, we got in trouble for continuously discussing our potential outfits. Late night group text read, "Well, how about pizza with an ice cream bar?" I mean, yeah, Alyssa, that's a good idea, but the only pizza you like is cheese, and I'm sorry, but that's really boring. For weeks leading up to Alyssa's 16th birthday, we planned the perfect party. We were going to ride four wheels along the old county roads, play night games like kick the can or hide and seek. The menu consisted of strawberry-infused mocktails, campfire-roasted hot dogs, and vanilla ice cream with every topping imaginable. At the end of the night, everyone would sit around the warming fire. We'd be hugged by a DIY tie blanket, sipping our sweet drinks, laughing so hard the country neighbors a mile away could probably hear us. We'd go inside and claim our spot on the hard basement floor. We'd fall asleep surrounded by our best friends. It would have been the best birthday ever. 2 days before the scheduled party, Alyssa came up to Jane and I. "Hey guys, I kind of have some bad news for you." "Alyssa," I said, "if you tell us you're canceling the party 2 days before it's supposed to happen, you have officially lost your mind." No, the party isn't canceled," she responded. "But you and Jane can't come." Jane snapped back. "What do you mean we can't come? We're your absolute best friends. Of course we can come." "No," Alyssa said. "You can't. My aunt, uncle, and cousins are going to be there. And my uncle said, if those two black girls step foot on our property, he's taking out his shotgun and he's putting it between their eyes." Jane and I were the only black people in our high school at that time. We were 16. How did this happen? Did her parents know too? We'd been to her house before. Surely her parents liked us. But did they? Why didn't anyone speak up? We couldn't breathe. It would have been the best birthday ever.